Well, hello and welcome to episode 38.
Episode 38, which if you're keeping score is neither of our ages.
It is. Unless we start doing more than one show per week, it's not going to be there because we're not that old.
You mean the like math isn't we would have to like wait and do shows like
once every
couple of years for us because we would have to catch up to
the
show.
Oh, we could
number.
Either do it that way or we could like do a few episodes a week and then we can be like, oh no, wait, that's I'm bad at math. Yeah, Jesus, I need
like,
sleep.
That's like anti-math, whatever was just happening there. Hey, you know what? We're actually going to introduce ourselves this week. I'm Max.
I'm Danielle.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a few episodes, so I think there are names out there.
You can imagine you don't know who we are by now if you're listening.
Today we're talking about English boy band, question mark?
Chinese jazz is not a boy band.
I mean, okay.
They were boys.
Yeah, they were young-ish and kind of dreamy. So.
And they had floppy hair, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. They're a British boy band. I think that qualifies over there. Yeah, we're going to shit on the British more this week. It's the thing that's going
to
happen.
It's really fun to do.
Sorry, British people.
It's really fun to do.
Also, if you've known Danielle for 16 years like I have every expectation of not getting through this episode at least once without you referring to them as Yanni Hates Yaz.
I'm trying really hard not to. I'm like, that was actually one of my like things for this show is to not say Yanni Hates Yaz. But you said it, so now
I broke the ice.
You did it. Old Yanni over here.
So let's give a little background on Johnny Hates Jazz. The main crux of the group as we knew them on their first record was a guy named Clark and a guy named Mike. And there was another dude named Calvin in there as well.
So it's very interesting. You need to note that Clark's name is the most British thing ever. I'm Clark Datchler.
Oh, Clark Datchler, yes.
Clark Datchler.
Yes. And as noted on their web, by the way, I went to their website, as I always do. I always try to find bands' websites to do research for this show. And then I may go find like discography incidental stuff on Wikipedia. Did you happen to look at their website and their Wikipedia?
No, I did not.
Their biography on their website is verbatim what is on their Wikipedia page.
So they
have just taken their biography that they wrote themselves and pasted it on their Wikipedia page, which is hilarious.
I wonder if they were the ones who created their Wikipedia page and did that, or they just stole from Wikipedia about themselves.
About their own lives.
I don't know. I would do it if it was right.
The deal is, Clark and Mike's dads were both musicians. They were in like various British bands in the 50s and 60s, so they kind of had the musical background. And then Clark was a solo musician who released a single in 1981 when he was 17, and it's called You Fooled Him Once Again. Did you hear this?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'll drop a little clip of it right here.
God was outside. I looked up the stairs, just pushed to one side. This time she left it out of view. The other love she lived in. You fooled him once again. How come the Joker always keeps a diamond stand?
The backing musicians on that track are a band that has one of the most ridiculous names to say if you're an English-speaking person. It's the reggae group that originally recorded the song that would later be a hit for Ace of Base, Don't Turn Around. You know the name of the group that I'm talking about?
I do not, but I bet it's going
to
be ridiculous.
Well, their name is spelled A-S-W-A-D, and I only know how to say that as Aswad, but I'm certain that's not how you actually pronounce it.
There was a teacher at Manual whose last name was Aswad.
Oh, see, there you go. I think it's probably like Aswad, like it's more of a Z sound.
Aswad.
So yes,
but it's still great.
Aswad, the reggae group Aswad, who are a very well-known reggae group, by the way, they were Clark's band on that single. They did his music on You Fooled Him Once Again. Clark then joins up with a band that's called Hot Club a couple years later, and they got spotted by RAK Records, the president of RAK Records, and that guy paired Mike and Clark together, and they worked as like a musician team on Clark's solo stuff for the next few years. And then in around 1985, 86, they were like, well, let's just make a band. So that's how Johnny Hates Jazz came to be.
Let's change the course of music with our beautiful ideas. That's what everyone thinks of.
They wouldn't actually release an album proper until 1988, and it was called Turn Back the Clock. The first single they dropped off of it is Me and My Foolish Heart, which originally was a Clark Datchler single. So that they recorded that as like the first Johnny Hates Jazz song. So, but this was like 3 years before Turn Back the Clock came out. So this actually was recorded around 1985.
You know, I just thought about this. I was wondering if you were finding it, because I was trying to look this up. Where did the name Johnny Hates Jazz come from?
I have no idea.
Because I actually honestly thought that would be super easy to find. Like, because maybe someone would have asked them at some point.
Yeah.
Like, who's Johnny? Why does he hate jazz?
Yep.
Why is that what you're doing? Yep. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. It's really hard to find, and I don't know why. Anyway.
I guess this is as good a time as ever to bring this up also, but I definitely remember, like, on one of those VH1 shows that they were always airing when we were younger about, mm-hmm. like, you know, the best one-hit wonders of all time. I remember the thing they would always bring up when Johnny Hates Jazz would come up on the list, because inevitably at that time, you know, it's 2002, you're making a list of the best one-hit wonders ever.
Haven't completely forgotten about it yet.
Right. Johnny Hates Jazz is always on the list. They always mentioned that, like, college kids hated Johnny Hates Jazz. I remember that being a thing. They were like, cool college kids thought Johnny Hates Jazz was super lame. And I'm like, okay. So maybe it was like this super nerdy thing that, like, only like soft romantic boys in college liked, but like the jocks were really like, Johnny Hates Jazz sucks.
In the locker room, they beat up some guy for liking Johnny Hates Jazz.
Brad, is this a Johnny Hates Jazz tape in your locker? What the fuck, Brad? This is bullshit. Nerd.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what that means, but sure. I like the image.
I know, right? So anyway, let's talk about the music, shall we? Me and My Foolish Heart, as mm-hmm. I mentioned, first single, 1985 is when this was recorded, and I think it probably was released then as well in some form. But it was on Turn Back the Clock in 88 and was the first single. What did you think of this track?
Like, here's my thing with Johnny Hates Jazz in general. Like, I don't hate the songs. Like, I think the songs are actually good, but they always throw in some sort of sophisticated pop bullshit that just takes it away. Like, this song could go really hard. It's a really good song. But then they're like, let's put this little piano, piano, piano. And I'm like, it doesn't work there. But they're just doing it anyway. And it's just like...
It's interesting. I totally know what you mean. But for me, the instrument that always kills it is horns. If you want to make a song instantly lame, throw a horn section
in. Oh, yeah, that's
it.
Very true.
And Johnny Hates Jazz does that a lot.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like their songs are really good. And they're like good pop songs, really. But they always have to throw something in that just like kills that equilibrium.
Yeah, that's interesting. Thing. I've never heard anybody put it that way before, but you're so right. And like I said, for me, it's horns. If you like, if you have this great song, like I'll hear the drum machines kick in, and then I hear like a great synth line, and then all of a sudden you throw in this goofy swing beat horn section, I'm like, nope, we're done here.
Yeah, I mean, it like kills it in a way.
Horns are never cool unless you're a real big fish. That's kind of my policy on horns.
Yeah, and even then, you're still only played at certain times.
Right, you're still only good because you covered an a-ha song and did something cool with it. I don't know. To me, I wrote that this kind of like Go West meets A Flock of Seagulls plus a piano.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what it is. Like, I don't know why they had to throw that in there. But, you know, and I'm not saying it's always bad when you throw that kind of stuff in there.
No, it's all right.
100 million times out of 100,000,050, it works. But this is one doesn't. Like, it just doesn't work. I don't know.
The odds were against them.
Yes.
So now we're going to talk about old JHJ's biggest hit in the United States, and I think their biggest hit in the UK as well.
Yeah, it's got to be.
This is, of course, the 1988 single Shattered Dreams.
Everyone knows this.
I did not know that David Fincher directed this music video.
What?
Isn't that a trip? David Fincher, of course, is a brilliant director, and he would later go on to do music videos with Madonna as well. But no, he directed the video for Shattered Dreams. This was a big hit in the U.S. It was number two on the Hot 100, which is you can only get one slot higher than that. I don't know. I've always liked this song. I mean, it is goofy, geeky, sophistipop, but I think it's a cute song.
Oh my god, it's a good pop song. It's not the coolest thing that ever came out.
No.
But it's really fun to listen to, and I think everyone likes it, probably.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've related to it before, and I believe that I have actually, like, in teenage angsty phase, I think I actually sent lyrics from it to somebody who broke my heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
You sent lyrics to somebody?
Yeah, from Johnny Hates Jazz lyrics. And it was like 2001 too. So I like it was really outdated and not cool by then.
That's the most adorable, terrible thing I've ever heard, but I love it. Like, thank you. Oh, to be a teenager again.
So their follow-up single actually is also a top 40 hit. This peaked at number 31. It's called "I Don't Want to Be a Hero."
That's completely riding the Shattered Dreams wave. This is
this, and I'll be honest. Before we did the show prep over these last couple of weeks, this was the only other Johnny Hates Jazz song I had ever heard.
Really?
I discovered I discovered this because, like, this is back in the days of Napster when I was first getting into 80s music. So I wanted to scrape up every Johnny Hates Jazz song I could find, and, you know, short supply at the time. So I found Shattered Dreams and I found this one. So these have both been in my digital music library for a very long time.
Wow.
So you hadn't heard this
before? I had not heard this one. It is incredibly cheesy for me.
Very. Like, it isn't even the cheesiest we're going to get to.
Oh my God, no. It's just like, send me out to war with a gun in my hand. Like, God, get over yourself.
Is there anything more like British white privilege than like romanticizing war?
Yes. Yes, mommy, I'd like to be part of a war.
Yes, mommy, I'd like to. When I graduate from Eton, I'd like to be in the Royal Air Force.
Oh my God. So we're making British people angry. It's specifically British army people. Awesome.
Yeah. It's good. Trump was going to do it anyway. We might as well start it. So lead me to the slaughter. Now don't be afraid. Come join the parade for the ultimate in sacrifice. It's an old-fashioned story of hope and of glory. A ticket for take.
Okay, so to turn the cheese factor up by a degree of about 80, turn back the clock. Holy cow, dude.
Okay.
This is cheese ball city.
Maybe I'm a hypocrite. I remember this song from when I was a little kid when
it
was
really?
On the radio. And I actually, honestly, until we were show prepping, I completely forgot about it. But this is one of, like, I remember a few songs that would come on the radio sometimes when I was a kid that I really liked, and this is one of them. So, and I would get hype as shit for Turn Back the Clock.
But your mom was like a big Richard Marx, like, yeah, okay, so she was listening to like AC radio then, because this was actually a number 5 hit on the Adult Contemporary chart. Yeah, not on the really hot, it did not chart Hot 100, but it did hit number 5 AC.
I'm telling you what, it's like cheesy, I get that now, but I still love it because I've just known it for so long, and I completely forgot about this until I started listening to it. I was like, I know all the words.
I had
this.
Somehow never heard this. Had you ever seen this music video?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so there's so much going on in this music video. So they've an interesting choice, though, when you do a like a pensive song like this. That's like, ooh, I wish I remember my childhood fond years. Usually, when people do music videos for songs like this, like you get. They hire child actors, mm-hmm. and they try to make it look like the era, like when they were kids. So they should have made it look like 1950s, but they didn't. They just made it 1980s Britain. Did you notice that? They just used modern modern kids. Because they run up in their treehouse at one point, and there's a Madonna poster hanging in the background. I was just like, oh, okay. Because up to that point, it's England. What the fuck do I know? You know, it could have been the 50s. But no, they all of a sudden, these kids who've been running around, while, like, these kids are, like, running past the lead singer as he's, you know, fondly thinking of his childhood, and then they go up in the treehouse, and wham, there's Madonna hanging on the wall. not even like, oops, it's in the background. Like, it's like, wham, here's Madonna in her iconic first album pose.
It's like, yeah, if we could turn back the clock to the 50s, which sounds good, but also maybe everyone was poor in the 50s, so maybe we shouldn't, so we should just stay in the 80s for some things. It's very convenient, but it makes sense. Oh,
I thought you were being like, everybody's poor in the 50s, except they all had time machines to get Madonna posters. Oh, yeah, that's true. It's
possible. Post-war Britain was, you don't want to go back to that. Yes. You want to stay with Madonna.
I also laughed a lot at the very British name of the pub that the dude is, when they pan by and the guy's standing outside a pub in one scene. It's called Jazz in the Tavern, and tavern has an E on the end of it.
Oh, no.
So good. We come to Heart of Gold, another single, and another music video directed by David Fincher. He did this one, too. And this actually is sweet video.
You should be like, David Fincher of Johnny Hates Faz, of Johnny Hates Jazz.
Johnny
fade.
Hates Faz.
Johnny Hates Faz.
What is Faz?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe,
maybe
Faz can be the word for a superfluous instrument that makes a song more nerdy.
Yes, it's a Faz. They totally fazzed it.
They totally fazzed it. All right.
Actually, that's good. I like
perfect.
That.
We have anyway. A word for that now. This is like a classic example of what we were talking about at the top of this show. Like, this could be a fine song, but all of a sudden just this, like this swing beat horns. And I'm just like, nope, I am checked out at that point. I've just
noticed this in my notes. Like, and this happened a lot in the Breathe episode. Very similar kind of a thing. But like, I start off and I'm like, I hate this. This is too cheesy. But I think as I go down the list of songs, I start to get used to it. And then I start to like it.
Oh.
So like, I can tell by my, like, at first I'm just like, give me a fucking break. Like, like, but then here it's like, I didn't hate it. It's got a little groove to it.
Okay.
But yeah, I think like I just, so.
To each her own.
I don't remember making these notes.
To each her own dorky swing beat.
Yeah, you know.
So we got one more single from this record that we're going to talk about. They released a lot of singles for a debut record. I mean, this was quite a bit. And I think we didn't even cover all of them. We're just covering the ones we felt like talking about. Mm-hmm. Don't Say It's Love. I'm going to give them points for not making this too nerdy. I can't point to any one bit of instrumentation in this that sends it over the nerd edge for me. They didn't faz it.
It was unfazed.
This is an unfazed song. Yeah, the synth bass is fantastic.
I love it. It's funky.
And also, though, regarding the music video, I have to say, is there anything more obnoxiously British than wearing a full three-piece suit on a beach?
No, it's also very Falco, but I think, yeah, it's just, you know, you gotta keep that stiff upper lip, and that's what Johnny does.
So it was at this point that Clark Datchler actually leaves Johnny Hates Jazz, and they brought in a guy named Phil Thornalley.
Yes.
Who had been a part, I forgot to write this down for some reason, but he had been in another group, and they brought him in. Do you remember who that was?
Let's see, I'm looking here.
Oh, it was he produced The Cure. That's what it was.
Yeah. Also, he wrote Torn.
Oh, yes. William he did. Julius Thank Torn, you for bringing that up. I forgot to write that down.
Which, is so cool. And they should have done that song. But that's okay.
Yes, that's right. Phil Thornalley was in The Cure. He was the bass player for The Cure. And produced one of their records. But yeah, thank you. He did. He wrote Natalie and Brulia's Torn, which was also a cover song.
It was a cover.
I can't remember the name of the group that originally did that. But yeah, he wrote that song. So cool. Mm-hmm. So Phil is brought into Johnny H. Jazz. Was a fine replacement, really. I mean, if you weren't paying that close of attention, you never would have known, I don't think.
Was anyone really paying that close of attention to the individual members of Johnny H. Jazz?
Oh, I'm sure somebody was. There was probably some girl in Brighton who had the poster on the wall. It's very brokenhearted when Clark left the group.
Clark, come back to me, Clark.
Anyway, so they released a stopgap single in 1989 called Turn the Tide.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you would never know that Clark was out and Phil was in if you weren't looking
seriously
closely.
To me, Shattered Dreams Part 2.
Yep.
It's the same song.
It really is. I have to, again, nitpick at the music video here a little bit.
Okay.
They commit one of my worst atrocities in live music/music video recording. The guy is very clearly many, many times completely unabashedly playing a keyboard that is not plugged into anything. This drives me batty.
But no one wants to see a wire.
Keyboards are electronic instruments. They have a lot of things coming out of the back of them. At very least, there's a power cable and one audio cable. Usually a lot more than that. This guy's just slamming on a keyboard that has
nothing
plugged into
it. This is a very long, that's what she said. Like, you know said what? Coming out the back of it.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, you know what? Not buying it. Sorry. So Johnny H. Jazz would release one more little album in this lineup called Tall Stories in 1990. The Last to Know is their first single. Again, they didn't really deviate too much from their formula. They did add some more guitars. Did you notice that?
Yes.
They kind of tried to get a little heavier, and they toned down the horn shit.
Like, my thing with this, like, I think we talk a lot on this show about, like, music, particularly, like, with a one-hit wonder or, mm-hmm. you know, about the aging of the music into that era a few years later when you get to your second thing. This does not age into 1990 at all. No. It does not fit into it.
No, and it's, we have to say, if you're going to, that's a good thing to do, I think, would be to lay Johnny H. Jazz next to Breathe, who we talked about mm-hmm. several episodes ago. Breathe really did make an effort to age their music into the 90s yes. and to grow. And they kind of did to a degree, because their first other, the 90s album doesn't really sound anything like the 80s album. Johnny H. Jazz, no. It just, they kind of stuck to their formula. It was like, this is what we know. But I think trying to kick up the guitars was their attempt at that. And it just didn't fit yet.
No.
One more single we're going to talk about from this record called Let Me Change Your Mind Tonight. This did not chart either, to my knowledge. Again, with the louder drums, some more guitars, and another hilariously dramatic music video.
Well, it wouldn't be Johnny H. Jazz without one.
Yeah, there's like a construction worker on a dock, and like this beautiful lady gets out of a taxi at the end of the dock, and the guy's got his hard hat on. And he's like looking at her like, oh my, look at the fair maiden in the distance.
Blimey. Blimey, I fancy her.
I think by now we probably have no more British listeners, if there were any at the start. We're very sorry, British people.
Yeah, also, I think you're all hot. You should marry me. See it so clearly, now that you've gone, baby.
So I love this. This is a very rare thing that we get to do on the show in discussing what became of the artist that we're talking about this week. But Johnny Hates Jazz is still a band.
They had so much demand.
Yes.
Why not?
They reunited around 2004, yeah. And they did not release a new album or single, though, until 2013. And they did. They dropped a full new record in 2013 called Mesmerized.
I meant to listen to it.
Okay, I was gonna ask if you heard any of this.
I was going to, and then I was like having a bad mood day, and I was like, I can't listen to a 2013 Johnny Hates Jazz album right now.
So we were talking about the music aging. They'd made a significantly greater attempt to age the music.
I would hope they made some progress in 23 years. Yes.
I have named this genre of music because I describe it as EDM for dads. So I'm calling it E-Dad-M.
E-Dad-M.
that is how I'm choosing to describe Johnny H. Jazz's current endeavors.
And I haven't listened to it yet, but I know exactly what you're talking about when you say E-Dad-M.
I'll drop a little clip of it here. So if you want to pick up Johnny Hates Jazz's new record, that is for sale on their website.
I wonder if they're touring.
I think it's JohnnyHatesJazz.com. I can't imagine what else their website would be.
JohnnyHatesJazz69.com.
Yes, it's JohnnyHatesJazz.com.
Johnny Hates Jazz tours. I think they
still play live shows, yeah. And allegedly, the latest news on their website was that they were going to drop a new EP in 2016, but I don't think that happened.
Shut up.
So maybe that's coming up.
If you're a European listener, Johnny Hates Jazz will be playing in Hilversum, Netherlands on Friday, May 19th.
Well, there you go.
And then in Throckmorton.
Throckmorton.
United Kingdom at the Throckmorton Airfield. On Friday, May 26th.
Well, in the show notes for this, we'll try to dig up some videos of Johnny Hates Jazz playing live and can hear how well their live set has aged. How about that?
Yeah, well, you just have to have one guy and a piano every once in a while.
That's right.
Fazz it up.
That's right. Don't fazz. That's the lesson this week. Don't fazz. Never
you
fazz.
You may want to fazz.
Yes.
But you just shouldn't
do it. The urge to fazz may be there. There might be a trombone sitting right there, and you might have three buddies that play trumpet. Don't fazz.
Relax, don't fazz it.
That's right. Well, we got another great show coming up next week. We're going to be talking about one of my faves, Rockwell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very excited about
Love
that.
Love me some Gordies.
In the meantime, hit us up on our website, which is offbeattrackscast.com.
And we are on Twitter, at offbeattracks.
Yes, drop us a line. Tell us what your favorite Johnny Hates Jazz song is.
And if you have a really good British joke, please let us know.
Oh, yeah, we need that more material. Or if there's like a British artist you want us to cover, just so we can pull all these same jokes out again.
Yeah. We never quit.
It's our lifeblood. All right, until next week, I'm Max.
I'm Danielle.
See ya.